AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There have been concerns about side effects from the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine in Europe.
We are still firmly convinced that the benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine in preventing COVID-19 with its associated risk of hospitalization and death outweigh the risk of these side effects.
Eimear Cook with the European Medicines Agency says the concern is blood clots as a possible side effect.
Many thousands of people develop blood clots annually in the EU for many different reasons. So what we call on our expert committee to do is to establish whether there might be a causal relationship between the vaccinations and these events.
Sweden is the latest to join a swelling group of European Union countries choosing caution over speed and has suspended use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. President Biden starts his tour today of the country to promote the coronavirus economic relief bill he signed. Researchers are looking into the effects the pandemic has had on cancer screenings.
Johns Hopkins University professor Dr. Otis Brawley has some grim numbers projected by the National Cancer Institute.
The shutdown in healthcare in March, April, and June of 2020 because of coronavirus was going to lead to 10,000 additional breast cancer deaths and 10,000 additional deaths from colorectal cancer by the end of this decade.
That was based, he says, on the suspension of screening as well as treatment in some cases. About 75 cancer organizations recently urged a return to pre-pandemic screening levels as soon as safely possible. I'm Shelley Adler.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is defending a policy of allowing unaccompanied children crossing the southwest border to remain in the U.S. while quickly expelling most single adults and families. This is AP News. On the day before St. Patrick's Day, there is a new trend that goes against the stereotype.
It looks like a bar, it sounds like a bar, but there's something about it that's different.
Chris Marshall owns Sands Bar in Austin, Texas, an alcohol-free bar. At Spirited Away in New York City, owner Douglas Waters says there aren't kids' drinks here. He calls them non-alcoholic spirits.
Some of which replace the or are intended to be an alternative to a traditional spirit with which you're already familiar, like a whiskey or a tequila. They mimic those tastes.
Joshua James owns Ocean Beach Cafe in San Francisco. He says there are a lot of reasons to go non-alcoholic.
We're talking about somebody who's pregnant as opposed to somebody who has an allergy for it. Two totally different things, right? And then, yes, there are people that may have had a problem with alcohol before. That's another reason.
And customer Sandra Primo likes the non-alcohol after effect.
I'll wake up without a headache.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.